farmers are being forced out of business, you know, and government seems to be prioritising air flights now over food. You know, they're talking about increasing the Dublin Airport by 25%, yet they want farmers to reduce their emissions by 25% worth. So, you know, food is more important than flights. Farmers have been forced out of business, the costs and everything else, so I'm here in support of the farmers.
Yeah, and you're stating here the importance of farms, as your sign says, no farmers, no food, as simple as that. And really, the cost of farming has increased so much, and that's been really difficult.
Yes, even in the supermarkets, farmers have been screwed. They're not getting enough off the big supermarkets. And I think it's time that another market was found for their produce, you know, that they won't be that dependent on these big supermarket chains.
A lot of the policies in relation to farming, unfortunately, are made at government level, but you feel, by highlighting it here at local authority level, that this can help raise the awareness and maybe implement change?
It is, it's a start, you know, but the anti needs to go, because, you know, we need a lot more stronger protest than this. You know, it'll take a lot more than this to bring change about with the government. We need somewhere like what to have what's going on in France at the moment. And we had it back here in the 60s when the NFA blocked the roads and everything else, and there was some success that time. You know, if we're not being listened to here, we need to bring it out onto the streets.
Yeah. And you've attracted large numbers here today, and the farmers of all different ages, and from right around the county.
That's true, yes, from all ages. And, you know, farmers are, not only the farmers, but a lot of other businesses depend on farmers around here. There's small shops and all that, and hardware stores and all that. Farming is an indigenous business, and, you know, it has to be protected.
And do you plan to take further action after today, Thomas?
Well, I'm here as an individual myself, but I hope that other farming organisations do, you know. And I say the word because they are very serious. They are very serious about it.
From 1997 until 2016, 40% of the farmers left the land in the west, and since 2016, there has been a huge drop again. 660, I think it is, in Cavan alone, and it's a superior county to ours landwise.
And what message would you be sending out here today through the local authority in Leitrim to the Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConlog?
Well, to change his policies and try to adopt a farmer-friendly policy that would be good for rural Ireland. To protect the family farm and to stop the conspiracy of driving people from the lands. That was mentioned by the head of entertainment in Ireland, yeah, back as far as 1984-85 time. And you know who that was? Said it in a statement on the Luke Kelly tape that it was a conspiracy, really.
Would the argument wash at all, that this is European driven and that's very little the Irish government can do?
Well, they're up against it maybe that way, but they shouldn't be in Europe maybe in the first place. That we are dragged into a huge mass-producing system that our country didn't belong to, or the structures in it wasn't able to cope with, you know. So the small farmers fell to one side, that's what happened. And the policies that the councils and the government were adopting was ushering that on.